Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Not named Curry. Moody, you take as many shots as you want from the outside. Draymond, you take as many shots as you want from the outside. Jimmy, you take as many shots as you want from the outside. It felt very redundant. And you'd get either early or late shot clock grenades all across the court. I don't think their best offense is that way to start a game. I would use pods in the starting lineup if I wanted the best version of ball movement, hustle, and frenetic pacing to start a game. I would actually have Draymond Green come off the bench.
Well, that's the conversation.
And start Brandon Pajemski.
Yeah.
If I was looking to just jolt the offense early on, he gets a lot of big rebounds and can push tempo, which can get Curry wide open shots and can get Jimmy going to the rim in transition in favorable matchups.
The problem is there. You're sacrificing, obviously, the defense for the offense.
And now Horford,
you have two. With Horford, sure, but you also have two undersized guards out there in Pajemski and Steph Curry who aren't great defenders, as we've both discussed.
I know.
So that, no, I'm just, again, I'm we're talking
I hear
about
you.
It.
I would experiment if I was Steve Kerr over the next couple of preseason games. Steph, Pods, Jimmy, I think there's an argument for Buddy Hield.
The Boxer and Gerson work injury attorney's text line is fired up right now as you're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco, and Odyssey Sports Station in the home of the Golden State Warriors and Valkyries, always live on the Free Odyssey app, coming live from the Laughing Monk Studios. And don't worry, Niner fans, if you're tuning in right now, and yes, it is basketball season approaching. We are locked in on some Golden State Warriors. There's very interesting comments made from Brandon Pajemski in the recent article from Nick Friedell of The Athletic, doing a one-on-one with Pods, and we're talking about it, but we do have Drew Bledsoe coming up at 8:30 to talk about Mac Jones and Brock Purdy and the quarterback controversy.
So, like, what I would experiment with, and again, I know this is not going to sound favorable. Their second unit's terrible right now. I want Draymond coming in on that first substitution, 8-minute mark, and playing alongside Curry for X amount of minutes, and then also leading that second unit. They need veteran leadership on that second unit. I would go Steph, Pods, Jimmy, and then that four, if you will, that three would be Buddy, Kuminga, or Moody. One of those guys, I don't know. Maybe you rotate it. Horford at the five. Dre would be my leader on that second unit. I need to get Draymond Green facilitating as my backup de facto point guard
right
on that unit. With Jimmy Butler, it gives you a second ball handler alongside Pods, or third ball handler alongside Pods and Steph Curry. I am giving Pods the benefit of the doubt. I think he plays his best ball alongside Steph Curry. And I actually think Steph Curry plays really well alongside Pods. I don't like Pods minus Steph Curry.
We are getting a lot of traction on
this
conversation.
Do I sound like I'm contradicting myself?
No, you don't. And I think a lot of Warriors fans are all over the place when it comes to these comments. A lot of them saying, hey, he's just believing in himself, and this is what he wants to be. From the 415, he's not saying he's the third option. He's saying he wants to be the third option.
But if Kuminga said that, how would it land?
I mean, there's some...
Why are we treating these two differently?
I got one here from the 510. If Jordan Poole had made that statement, it would actually be more acceptable because he had shown he had something. You could see it. Pods, in my opinion, has proven nothing. Has Pat's proven enough?
Well, I know we've forgotten. I want you to pull up Jordan Poole's game logs. I think by his third year, he was averaging 18 a game. Look it up.
I will look it up right now. Last year, he averaged 20 points a game. No. Obviously. I know. You're right here.
Year one, he was in the G League.
With the Warriors, minutes.
Year two, he came on late. He was up and down. Year three, 2021.
Yep. 2022, 2023, he averaged 20 points for the Warriors. And then the year before that was 18.5. So.
I mean, look.
And that was on 44%.
Jordan Poole couldn't defend a lick.
No.
All right? He was a silky offensive player in our system.
Oh, yeah. Pool party. Splash. Yes, he's fun.
Look, I don't want to go back in time. There's an argument. They should have never started Clay, and they should have just kept starting Jordan Poole, and things might have played out differently for everyone had Clay been willing to embrace that role early on. But it's neither here nor there.
888-957-9570. Do you view Brandon Pajemski as the heir apparent, as Pods seems to feel like he could be for this team after Steph, Jimmy, and Draymond wrap it up?
The problem is that I think that Steph and Jimmy and Draymond are playing at such a high level, but they are older, and then you throw in Horford. I personally believe you need to split those guys up throughout the regular season. The playoffs is different. It's a must-win game. I'm throwing all those things out the window. We're talking about putting together the best team on a nightly basis so that each unit is kind of gelling. And right now, I think you need to inject some youth into that first unit and have one of your veterans come off the bench.
415 seems to disagree how I'm taking it, and he's reading this differently. He's not saying he's the heir apparent. He's asking, quote, what do I have to do to earn that trust? Every player should be thinking like that of how to make the team better. Yeah, I don't view it that way. I think he feels like he is that next guy to take over for them because he's made comments similar to this in the past. He believes that, and that's okay to feel that way. I'm not here sitting saying that's a bad look for him. I'm just trying to gauge how the fan base feels about that. Clearly, the 415 on the Boxer and Gerson Work Injury Attorney's text line likes what he's hearing. I'm seeing a lot from the 510, from the 707. They don't like hearing this. They think he's just a role player. Just do your job. Don't say a lot. But you know what? These guys are going to talk. That's this generation.
So let me ask Warrior fans.
There's a one-on-one sit-down.
Let me ask Warrior fans, and let me ask you. How do you view Brandon Pajemski heading into this season?
I think.
Where does he slot in?
He is.
This year. Forget future.
Off the bench role guy. Going to get allocated 20 plus minutes a night, I feel like. He's going to be a backup point guard. I think
it's closer to 30. If we were gonna, and I'm not trying to like parse your words here. If 21's on one side and 28's on the other, wouldn't you say it probably leans closer to 28 minutes a game?
Probably. Yeah. I said 20 plus because
I would agree.
At minimum, that's what he's getting. At minimum.
Yeah, I would split the baby and go 25.
25, at minimum, there. Sure, there we go. But he definitely has a role on this team that Steve Kerr wants. Now, how Pods feels about it, how the organization feels about him. See, that's what I keep getting at, Joe. We had the conversation yesterday about made men and who feels like they're a made guy on a given team. Like, you know, George Kittle, Fred Warner are made guys. Hell, we even said Brock Purdy might not be a made guy. He took a team to the Super Bowl as a quarterback. Different sport, mind you. But again, like Steph Curry on the Warriors is a made guy. Draymond Green's a made guy. You know what? This might sound insane. I think right now, Jimmy Butler might be a made guy on this team. When it just comes to minutes, having a role, having a contract going forward, he might be a made guy. Whether you feel he is as a fan or not is different.
They ran a play last night. Jimmy's the inbounder. Okay, they're on a side inbound, so I call it a slob, right? Side, out of bounds.
Lob out of bounds, yeah.
Yeah, and so you have a pass to Al Horford who goes out on the elbow extended. He catches it. Jimmy pops out from the out of bounds area, and Steph sets a back screen. The two defenders switch, and they're so worried about Steph Curry. Jimmy just rolls to the hoop. Horford throws a lob. The amount of easy buckets they're going to get just playing veteran OG ball is unreal.
Well, even in the preseason, Jimmy's just getting to the line. That's just what he does. That's such a nice, and again,
we
don't talk about it enough because
he's so good.
The conversation for so long prior to Jimmy was what? You couldn't get to the free throw line, couldn't get the opposing team in foul trouble, and immediately that's the element of Jimmy Butler's game that he brings to the squad. 6 of 8 from the line yesterday, and he's going to get. He'll have that every single game, which is a great part about it. And you asked me before that about Pods and what should his role be on this team. I think it's a backup point guard. And that's what he should be. I don't think I want him starting. I don't know.
I understand having a long-term view, just as anyone in life, right? Having a long-term view. But sports right now more than ever, as Belichick's getting ran out of North Carolina after six games.
We'll get into that.
Okay? Dude, everything's year to year. And unless you're Mahomes, Steph Curry, you almost can't take a long-term approach. And I would just caution everyone. I know you want to, and you want to say the right things and endear yourself to fan bases and things like that. Year to year, how can you win this year? I don't know if you heard Mike Dunleavy. He was basically saying, like, everyone's, like, worried about our age. We don't care about the next 5 years. All we care about is this year. And I was like, you know what? I agree. All I care about is this year.
Mike Dunleavy is joining Steiny and Goo later today, by the way, Joe, and I know you're going to be excited about that, courtesy of River Islands Warriors general manager Mike Dunleavy on with Steiny and Goo. We got Drew Bledsoe coming up at 8:30, and Warriors assistant coach Terry Stotts joining us at 9 o'clock, and we'll ask him about what he sees with some of these young players and the roles for them heading into next year. And I do want to ask you this in the callers at 888-957-9570. As we're talking about the Golden State Warriors winning their second preseason game yesterday over the Portland Trailblazers. Like, who do you think needs to take the biggest leap? If I were to give you three names, and you think, and you, only one of them could have, like, this big leap, and it equates to more success for the Warriors, Pajemski, Moody, Kuminga. Who would you like to see out of those three? If I could only give you one as a leap in their game, who would you say you want it to be?
Maybe I'm stubborn. I still think it's Kuminga.
Okay. And what does that leap look like for you and what you want to see?
Like, when I watched, they played the Blazers yesterday.
They did.
Most people had no idea Drew Holiday was on the Blazers.
No.
Most people couldn't name any of the guys on their team.
Is Dame there?
Well, they have young talent. Okay. Yeah. I told you, this kid Kamara, I love him. The lefty, he reminded me of Mo P from Michigan State, except he can defend.
Tamani? Yeah.
Joe, they looked so unathletic. Compared to the Blazers.
Blazers got some good players,
and
though.
And then, stop it.
I'm not trying to be that guy.
I agree. No, yeah. I agree. But Joe. I'm just saying, it's the Blazers.
Yeah.
Like, if we were to do all these preseason rankings and who's a contender, who's a player.
If you're struggling against the Blazers, what is it going to look like against the Thunder? I get it. So yes.
Struggling athletically. Yes. Now, again, this is all relative. They look super old and super small and super unathletic against the Blazers. When Kuminga came in there, it was like, whoa, finally we got somebody who's bouncy and fast and quick, and he met somebody at the rim. I mean, Shaedon Sharpe was getting any shot he wanted.
We're up against it, Joe. I want to continue this conversation on the other side. And, you know, Sam had a good question about, you know, what players should be saying they want the keys to their team right now. What young players in the Bay right now should be the heir apparent going forward, in your mind? 888-957-9570 is the number. We'll get into that. Drew Bledsoe, 8:30, former Patriots quarterback, to talk Brock Purdy, to talk Mac Jones, all of that, and it's going to be brought to you by Fremont Bank, which is here for you and here for good.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contracts. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Good.
Hey, dude, we need to start our own brand and like get a couple of like, you know, influencers to get in on it. You can make a lot of money.
You're an influencer, right?
$140 for like sweatpants is just insane. Insane. Now, I will give you this. Lululemon does have excellent quality, because when you buy like Amazon stuff, it's just not of the same quality. It
Amazon
doesn't
basics.
Have the same stretch. You know what I'm talking about.
Apparently, it's gone down.
Has it?
Yeah, that's what I hear.
Really?
Oh,
the stock has shown it, too.
Oh,
really?
No. Devastating. Oh, no.
Well, I wear my vest all the time, like every day. You guys know this, that black vest. That's a Lulu. I got it a couple years ago. I love it. It's one of my favorites. That's disappointing.
You're devastated right now.
But you know what? If Lululemon wanted to sponsor the show, it's the greatest. It's still great. The quality is amazing. I love it. I wear it every day. My wife wears it every day.
And baby LJ, sooner or later, is going to wear it too at 888-957-9570. By the way, Joe, check this out. I'm talking about Brandon Pajemski and the Warriors and all that, and it's great stuff. Got Drew Bledsoe coming up at 8:30 to talk some Niners. But before that, the kickoff show is also this Sunday with Lorenzo Neal and Evan Giddings, which starts at 11 a.m. And if you're looking for somewhere to watch the games this weekend, head to Laughing Monk Brewing in Sunnyvale. The Gold Rush girls will be there for a meet and greet, taking photos and signing autographs. Dude, you got to take LJ there to meet the girls. Come on. Get them to hold LJ. It's going to be great. It's going to be fun. You and Michelle, be a great time. Go down there. The next home game is Sunday night, October 19th, and Lone Evan will be live from Laughing Monk starting at 3 o'clock that day. You can sign up for the free shuttle to the stadium right now. First come, first serve. So go to the Eventbrite page on our website, 957thegame.com, and sign up now.
You reference LJ, my son, and this morning I woke up, the alarm goes off at 3:25, and I roll over, I grab my phone. You know when you do like not ambient light, but whatever the light is on the phone.
Yeah, sure.
And I'm like looking at the phone, and I look to my left, and there he is, in between us.
Just staring at you?
In his Elmo pajamas. And I'm like, oh, God.
Elmo.
This guy now knows the trick. He just cries a little in the middle of the night. Next thing you know, he's in the bed.
Sam looked at me like that.
That was a solid Elmo.
I have when you become a father of two like I am, you work on the voices, all right?
So I didn't know that Big Bird got phased out as the number one. He is not the A-chair anymore on Sesame Street.
No, it's either Elmo or Cookie Monster. Cookie Monster's balling these days, by the way. He's balling.
He is, but is he giving every child like a speech impediment with the way he talks?
No, they lean into that stuff. Sesame Street's very inclusive, all right? Did you not know that? We love Sesame Street.
Just asking.
All right, get off my guy, Cookie.
And then there's like a purple character.
Cookie.
No. There's like a purple. It's not Elmo-ish. It's not the same whatever species Elmo's supposed to be.
Species.
But it's like a purple fairy thing. I don't even know how I describe it.
Abby.
Yeah.
She has the wings and the wand. Oh, she's been around a minute.
Well, I mean, it's new to me.
Yeah.
You gotta remember, Sesame Street basically closed its doors to the Shasky family in the 90s.
She's like a fairy. It's Abby Cadabby, like Abracadabra.
Abby Cadabby.
So there you go. She can like make all your wishes. You got Grover still. That's good. You got Grover there.
Yeah, but he's become more of a like a bit character.
Yeah, a lot of these guys have.
Yeah, you know, Bert and Ernie, you know.
Where's Pods? Like, if we were to do like a Sesame Street comparison to the Warriors right now, who's Brandon Pajemski? That's a loaded question.
Yeah.
You're going to get his dad listening.
That sounds like he's cooking.
Oh, no. KC in San Jose. KC wants to talk about Brandon Pajemski. We're talking about pods at 888-957-9570. Do Warriors fans view pods the same way Brandon Pajemski views Brandon Pajemski, which is, hey, I think I'm the heir apparent to this squad. What's up, KC?
Yeah, so I think there's not a fine line between cockiness and confidence. The dude's delusional, or maybe he was talking about he's the number one option in the future for the Valkyries. This is this Love Island loving generation that's just yapping without backing it up. I don't even want to hear from you. Work on your game, show something, win a game in the playoffs, then you can talk about your aspirations. Otherwise, just because the mic is in front of you, you don't got to say it, man. You don't got to say it. Just be quiet.
That's KC in San Jose. I mean, why got to take shots at the Valks like that, though? Like, come on. It was first playoff run. And I do love that Pods is leaning into being a big fan of that team. That's good.
He does have
camaraderie. Come on.
He does have main character syndrome to a degree.
I mean, he was a starter for a good chunk last season.
No. I'm talking about when he goes to the Valkyries games. Like, he can't just go and just enjoy it. He's got to be running on the court and high-fiving in the outfits and watch the camera.
Last night was a movie, bro.
Like there is. Like, come on. It's okay.
I mean,
we can see it a mile away.
Come on, he's just having fun. Come on. Can we have fun anymore? Like, he's just having a good time going to the Valkyries games. Joe Lacob probably loves it. Owner of the Valkyries and Warriors.
There's a reason why Russell Wilson is not loved by all. And I think that there's a level of disingenuous people believe that he is. And there's a little drop of that in some of the Pajemski antics at the game.
I didn't appreciate KC in San Jose degrading the great show and drama of this past summer, Love Island.
It takes one to know one.
Love is Blind new season on Netflix is incredible. They're in Denver, Colorado this season. Continue.
Oh, it takes one to know one. So, like, I know main character syndrome when I see it.
Oh, come on. No. Well, by the way, you saw our names yesterday at the Chase Center. Nick Friedell, our friend. He texted us a picture, and I woke up to it.
Oh, that's you with that 831 number.
Yeah, well, yes.
You made me delete it. I put it back.
Well, I have a couple numbers. You can have a couple numbers. I'm a very big deal, Joe. So, like, I'm like a big businessman guy.
You've got a burner number.
He's ruined so many of my group threads because I can't respond to
them. You can have multiple numbers under one iMessage account, an iPhone account, or iCloud.
You got to fix that, dog.
No, I can't. It's
driving me nuts.
It's a bridge too far. But Nick Friedell texted both of us a picture of our names at Chase Center. And it was, hey, listen to the morning roast of Spadoni and Shasky. And it was all across the Chase. It was really cool. And I saw that when I was at the game on Sunday. I was like, you know what? Thanks, Nick, for thinking about us. We'll get him back on the airwaves soon. And that's why we're talking about this article, because he had a great one-on-one with Brandon Pajemski talking about, you know, how he views himself on this team. And we're kind of talking about it. And, you know, he thinks, this is a good quote that I saw as well. You know, this is Brandon Pajemski taking like the next step. And what does that look like? That's why I asked you the question. Who needs to take the next step on this team? Because Bonte's talked about that with us a lot. Like, hey, you know, if Moody, Pods, maybe JK, if these guys could take another step.
Okay, can we stop? I'm going to stop you there. I'm going to stop you right there.
Stop me, yeah.
How can you take another step when you don't have a clearly defined role? Like, that I think is one of the conundrums. It's like the chicken and the egg with the Warriors, okay? Take the next step. Sounds great. But on a night-to-night basis, everyone not named Horford, Draymond, Jimmy, and Steph really doesn't know what their role is on a night-to-night basis. There are a lot of parts on this team.
Absolutely. And this is
So do you get what I'm saying?
No,
I want to defend all the young guys.
Sure.
And all the role players. How can you take the next step when your role is fluctuating and unknown night to night?
And that's a question for Steve Kerr and Mike Dunleavy as well, to an extent, who's going to be on with Stein and Goo later today. And you know what? We'll ask Terry Stotts at 9 o'clock, who's an assistant coach for the team. And he's been a head coach for a very long time, obviously, with the Portland Trailblazers once upon a time with Dame Lillard and co. He had a lot of young players. He had to like try to play with some vets, right? I'm sure he has some thoughts about how to integrate Moses Moody, Pods, you know, Post at some point. Had some role last year, you know, and Jonathan Kuminga is going to be the one that gets everyone going and gets their ruffles, you know, their feathers ruffled. You know, where I'm at with this team right now, Joe, is I'm actually very excited because I think this is going to be one of the most entertaining Warriors seasons we've seen in some time. I don't know how it's going to translate on the court to wins and losses. That remains to be seen. I do think they are a playoff team, and we have a couple weeks to still talk about them leading up to the start of the regular season. But when you have Jimmy, when you have Steph, when you have Draymond, those are a lot of characters. Those are a lot of mouths to feed. I'm looking at the leadership of those three guys, too, to try to put the young players in also positions to succeed. That's going to be some of their responsibility, too, right? Right? I feel like they kind of get, like, skated by. Like, they need to bring these guys up to speed. Why do we talk about, you know, look at what's an example. Like, LeBron forever, right? Playing with a bunch of young players. Oh, he doesn't want to play with these young players. He's going to trade all of them for veterans,
well,
right?
Well, they say that, but then yet him and Austin Reeves have played pretty well together.
Exactly. Right? So, like, I know Steph could play with Pods. I know he could play with Moses because I saw it. I saw it at points last year.
It's not about
with Jimmy.
Steph. It's, to me.
With Jimmy. With
I know.
And
I think it's about Draymond, though. See, this is the part where, like, Draymond give it, and I also think he take it away. Draymond brings so much to the table. Starting Draymond creates complications for this roster. And I'm not blaming Draymond. I'm explaining the best use of Dre for himself long-term for the season for the rest of the current roster you have might be him taking a slight step back in the starting role to be able to finish the season on a high note and close out games when it matters most with 6 minutes to go. This is not the 2017 Warriors. You're not going to blow teams out. What's the most important part of a game for the Warriors right now? It's to start and it's to finish. I think when they start games, you're starting with Draymond. And I get why, because you think, oh, defense. Right. No. I need the defense at the end of the game. I think offensively getting things going is the more difficult task for this offense and this team. And I think that they're going to be driven for long stretches throughout the middle and bulk of games through offense and flow and guys feeling good and the ball humming. I would have Draymond come off the bench, and I think it eases so many tensions on this team, and it opens things up for the young guys to have clearly defined roles, enabling them to take the necessary big leaps you're asking for.
By the way, did you see, we kind of teased it, Lauri Markkanen back on the market, Joe? You see that? There's, according to the reports, that the Utah Jazz are very interested in moving off Lauri Markkanen.
Ooh!
I mean, wake me up if you've heard that one before.
Do you think the Warriors should have interest?
Yeah.
How much?
Well, a lot. I mean, you have to match salaries, but and it's a lot of money. If there was a way I could keep Kuminga and move a bunch of wings and draft picks to go get Lauri Markkanen, I would have done it yesterday.
He signed a 4-year...
Not named Curry. Moody, you take as many shots as you want from the outside. Draymond, you take as many shots as you want from the outside. Jimmy, you take as many shots as you want from the outside. It felt very redundant. And you'd get either early or late shot clock grenades all across the court. I don't think their best offense is that way to start a game. I would use Pods in the starting lineup if I wanted the best version of ball movement, hustle, and frenetic pacing to start a game. I would actually have Draymond Green come off the bench.
Mm, well, that's the conversation.
And start Brandon Pajemski.
Yeah.
If I was looking to just jolt the offense early on, he gets a lot of big rebounds and can push tempo, which can get Curry wide open shots and can get Jimmy going to the rim in transition in favorable matchups.
The problem is there. You're sacrificing, obviously, the defense for the offense.
And now you have
two... With Horford, sure, but you also have two undersized guards out there in Pajemski and Steph Curry who aren't great defenders, as we've both discussed.
I know.
We're talking about it.
I would experiment if I was Steve Kerr over the next couple of preseason games, excuse me. Steph, Pods, Jimmy. I think there's an argument for Buddy Hield.
The Boxer and Gerson work injury attorney's text line is fired up right now as you're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco, and Odyssey Sports Station in the home of the Golden State Warriors and Valkyries, always live on the Free Odyssey app, coming live from the Laughing Monk Studios. And don't worry, Niner fans, if you're tuning in right now, and yes, it is basketball season approaching. We are locked in on some Golden State Warriors. There's very interesting comments made from Brandon Pajemski in the recent article from Nick Friedell of The Athletic, doing a one-on-one with Pods, and we're talking about it, but we do have Drew Bledsoe coming up at 8:30. 30 to talk about Mac Jones and Brock Purdy and the quarterback controversy.
So, like, what I would experiment with, and again, I know this is not going to sound favorable. Their second unit is terrible right now. I want Draymond coming in on that first substitution, 8-minute mark, and playing alongside Curry for X amount of minutes, and then also leading that second unit. They need veteran leadership on that second unit. I would go Steph, Pods, Jimmy, and then that four, if you will, that three would be Buddy, Kuminga, or Moody. One of those guys, I don't know. Maybe you rotate it. Horford at the five. Dre would be my leader on that second unit. I need to get Draymond Green facilitating as my backup de facto point guard right on that unit. With Jimmy Butler, it gives you a second ball handler alongside Pods, or third ball handler alongside Pods and Steph Curry. I am giving Pods the benefit of the doubt. I think he plays his best ball alongside Steph Curry. And I actually think Steph Curry plays really well alongside Pods. I don't like Pods minus Steph Curry.
We are getting a lot of traction on this
conversation. Do I sound like I'm contradicting myself?
No, you don't. And I think a lot of Warriors fans are all over the place when it comes to these comments. A lot of them saying, hey, he's just believing in himself, and this is what he wants to be. From the 415, he's not saying he's the third option. He's saying he wants to be the third option.
But if Kuminga said that, how would it land?
I mean, there's some...
Why are we treating these two differently?
I got one here from the 510. If Jordan Poole had made that statement, it would actually be more acceptable because he had shown he had something. You could see it. Pods, in my opinion, has proven nothing. Has Pods proven enough?
Well, I know we've forgotten. I want you to pull up Jordan Poole's game logs. I think by his third year, he was averaging 18 a game. Look it up.
I will look it up right now. Last year, he averaged 20 points a game.
No.
Obviously. I know. Here, right here.
Year one, he was in the G League.
With the Warriors, minutes.
Year two, 20... he came on late. He was up and down. Year three, 2021.
Yep. 2022, 2023, he averaged 20 points for the Warriors. And then the year before that was 18.5. So.
I mean, look.
And that was on 44%.
Jordan Poole couldn't defend a lick.
No.
All right? He was a silky offensive player in our system.
Oh, yeah. Pool party. Splash. Yes, it's fun.
Look, I don't want to go back in time. There's an argument. They should have never started Clay, and they should have just kept starting Jordan Poole. And things might have played out differently for everyone had Clay been willing to embrace that role early on. But it's neither here nor there.
888-957-9570. Do you view Brandon Pajemski as the heir apparent, as Pods seems to feel like he could be for this team after Steph, Jimmy, and Draymond wrap it up?
The problem is that I think that Steph and Jimmy and Draymond are playing at such a high level, but they are older. And then you throw in Horford. I personally believe you need to split those guys up throughout the regular season. The playoffs is different. If it's a must-win game, I'm throwing all those things out the window. We're talking about putting together the best team on a nightly basis so that each unit is kind of gelling. And right now, I think you need to inject some youth into that first unit and have one of your veterans come off the bench.
415 seems to disagree how I'm taking it, and he's reading this differently. He's not saying he's the heir apparent. He's asking, quote, what do I have to do to earn that trust? Every player should be thinking like that of how to make the team better. Yeah, I don't view it that way. I think he feels like he is that next guy to take over for them because he's made comments similar to this in the past. He believes that, and that's okay to feel that way. I'm not here sitting saying that's a bad look for him. I'm just trying to gauge how the fan base feels about that. Clearly, the 415 on the Boxer and Gerson Work Injury Attorney's text line likes what he's hearing. I'm seeing a lot from the 510, from the 707. They don't like hearing this. They think he's just a role player. Just do your job. Don't say a lot. But you know what? These guys are going to talk. That's this generation.
So let me ask Warrior fans.
There's a one-on-one sit-down.
Let me ask Warrior fans, and let me ask you. How do you view Brandon Pajemski heading into this season?
I think...
Where does he slot in?
He is...
This year. Forget future.
Off-the-bench role guy. Gonna get allocated 20-plus minutes a night, I feel like. He's gonna be a backup point guard. I bet
it's closer to 30. If we were gonna... And I'm not trying to, like...
No, for sure.
...parse your words here. If 21's on one side and 28's on the other, wouldn't you say it probably leans closer to 28 minutes a game?
Probably. Yeah. I said 20-plus because that's...
I would agree.
At minimum, that's what he's getting. At minimum.
Yeah, I would split the baby and go
exactly,
25.
25, at minimum there. Sure, there we go. But he's definitely has a role on this team that Steve Kerr wants. Now, how Pods feels about it, how the organization feels about him. See, that's what I keep getting at, Joe. We had the conversation yesterday about made men and who feels like they're a made guy on a given team. Like, yeah, George Kittle, Fred Warner were made guys. Hell, we even said Brock Purdy might not be a made guy. He took a team to the Super Bowl as a quarterback. Different sport, mind you. But again, like Steph Curry on the Warriors is a made guy. Draymond Green's a made guy. You know what? This might sound insane. I think right now, Jimmy Butler might be a made guy on this team. When it just comes to minutes, having a role, having a contract going forward, he might be a made guy. Whether you feel he is as a fan or not is different.
They ran a play last night. Jimmy's the inbounder. Okay, they're on a side inbound, so I call it a slob, right? Side, out of bounds.
Lob out of bounds, yeah.
Yeah, and so you have a pass to Al Horford who goes out on the elbow extended. He catches it. Jimmy pops out from the out of bounds area, and Steph sets a back screen. The two defenders switch, and they're so worried about Steph Curry. Jimmy just rolls to the hoop. Horford throws a lob. The amount of easy buckets they're going to get just playing veteran OG ball is unreal.
Well, even in the preseason, Jimmy's just getting to the line. That's just what he does. That's such a nice, and again, we don't talk about it enough.
Because he's so good.
The conversation for so long prior to Jimmy was what? You couldn't get to the free throw line, couldn't get the opposing team in foul trouble, and immediately that's the element of Jimmy Butler's game that he brings to the squad. 6 of 8 from the line yesterday, and he's going to get, he'll have that every single game, which is a great part about it. And you asked me before that about pods and what should his role be on this team. I think it's a backup point guard. I think that's what he should be. I don't think I want him starting. I don't know.
I understand having a long-term view, just as anyone in life, right? Having a long-term view. But sports right now more than ever, as Belichick's getting ran out of North Carolina after 6 games.
We'll get into that.
Okay? Dude, everything's year to year. And unless you're Mahomes, Steph Curry, you almost can't take a long-term approach. And I would just caution everyone. I know you want to, and you want to say the right things and endear yourself to fan bases and things like that. Just year to year, how can you win this year? I don't know if you heard Mike Dunleavy. He was basically saying, like, everyone's, like, worried about our age. We don't care about the next 5 years. All we care about is this year. And I was like, you know what? I agree. All I care about is this year.
Mike Dunleavy is joining Steiny and Goo later today, by the way, Joe. And I know you're going to be excited about that, courtesy of River Islands Warriors general manager Mike Dunleavy on with Steiny and Goo. We got Drew Bledsoe coming up at 8:30 and Warriors assistant coach Terry Stotts joining us at 9 o'clock. And we'll ask him about what he sees with some of these young players and the roles for them heading into next year. And I do want to ask you this in the callers at 888-957-9570. As we're talking about the Golden State Warriors winning their second preseason game yesterday over the Portland Trailblazers. Like, who do you think needs to take the biggest leap? If I were to give you 3 names, and you think, and you, only one of them could have, like, this big leap, and it equates to more success for the Warriors, Pajemski, Moody, Kuminga. Who would you like to see out of those three? If I could only give you one as a leap in their game, who would you say you want it to be?
Maybe I'm stubborn. I still think it's Kuminga.
Okay. And what does that leap look like for you and what you want to see?
Like, when I watched, they played the Blazers yesterday.
They did.
Most people had no idea Drew Holiday was on the Blazers.
No.
Most people couldn't name any of the guys on their team.
Is Dame there?
Well, they do have young talent. Okay. Yeah. I've told you, this kid Kamara, I love him. The lefty, he reminded me of Mo P from Michigan State, except he can defend.
Tamani? Yeah.
Joe, they looked so unathletic. Compared to the Blazers.
Blazers got some good players,
and
though.
And then, stop it.
I'm not trying to be that guy.
I agree. No, I agree. But Joe. I'm just saying, it's the Blazers.
Yeah.
Like, if we were to do all these preseason rankings and who's a contender, who's a player.
If you're struggling against the Blazers, what is it going to look like against the Thunder? I get it. Yes.
Struggling athletically. Yes. Now, again, it's all relative. They look super old and super small and super unathletic against the Blazers. When Kuminga came in there, it was like, whoa, finally we got somebody who's bouncy and fast and quick, and he met somebody at the rim. I mean, Shaedon Sharpe was getting any shot he wanted.
We're up against it, Joe. I want to continue this conversation on the other side. And, you know, Sam had a good question about, you know, what players should be saying they want the keys to their team right now. What young players in the Bay right now should be the heir apparent going forward, in your mind? 888-957-9570 is the number. We'll get into that. Drew Bledsoe, 8:30, former Patriots quarterback, to talk Brock Purdy, to talk Mac Jones, all of that, and it's going to be brought to you by Fremont Bank, which is here for you and here for good.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk.
Crazy weather we're having.
No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Did you see it?
Big face?
A-L-O. Is it aloe? A-L-O? I don't. How do you pronounce that?
Maybe I can see a halo.
I think it's aloe.
Aloe? Is that how you pronounce it? So what is that? Is that like a Lululemon brand? Or like a comp or
it's
whatever?
Let's see. Hold on. Aloe. It's a yoga apparel brand.
So what's the other one? Viori? Dude, we need to start our own brand and like get a couple of like, you know, influencers to get in on it. You can make a lot of money.
You're an influencer, right?
$140 for like sweatpants is just insane. Insane. Now, I will give you this. Lululemon does have excellent quality, because when you buy like Amazon stuff, it's just not of the same quality.
Amazon
it doesn't
basics.
Have the same stretch. You know what I'm talking about.
Apparently it's gone down.
Has it?
Yeah, that's what I hear.
Really?
Oh,
the stock has shown it, too.
Oh, no.
Really?
Devastating. Oh, no.
Well, I wear my vest all the time, like every day. You guys know this, that black vest. That's a Lulu. I got it a couple years ago. I love it. It's one of my favorites. That's disappointing.
You're devastated right now.
But you know what? If Lululemon wanted to sponsor the show, it's the greatest. It's still great. The quality is amazing. I love it. I wear it every day. My wife wears it every day.
And baby LJ, sooner or later, is going to wear it, too, at 888-957-9570. By the way, Joe, check this out. Talking about Brandon Pajemski and the Warriors and all that, and it's great stuff. Got Drew Bledsoe coming up at 8:30 to talk some Niners. But before that, the kickoff show is also this Sunday with Lorenzo Neal and Evan Giddings, which starts at 11 a.m. And if you're looking for somewhere to watch the games this weekend, head to Laughing Monk Brewing in Sunnyvale. The Gold Rush girls will be there for a meet and greet, taking photos and signing autographs. Dude, you got to take LJ there to meet the girls. Come on. Get them to hold LJ. It's going to be great. It's going to be fun. You and Michelle, be a great time. Go down there. The next home game is Sunday night, October 19th, and Lone Evan will be live from Laughing Monk starting at 3 o'clock that day. You can sign up for the free shuttle to the stadium right now. First come, first serve. So go to the Eventbrite page on our website, 957thegame.com, and sign up now.
You reference LJ, my son, and this morning I woke up, the alarm goes off at 3:25, and I roll over, I grab my phone. You know when you do like the, it's like the, what is not ambient light, but whatever the light is on the phone.
Yeah, sure.
And I'm like looking at the phone, and I look to my left, and there he is, in between us.
Just staring at you?
In his Elmo pajamas. And I'm like, oh, God. Elmo. This guy now knows the trick. He just cries a little in the middle of the night. Next thing you know, he's in the bed.
Sam looked at me like that.
That was a solid Elmo.
I have when you become a father of two like I am, you work on the voices, all right?
So I didn't know that Big Bird got phased out as the number one. He is not the A-chair anymore on Sesame Street.
No, it's either Elmo or Cookie Monster. Cookie Monster's balling these days, by the way. He's balling.
He is, but is he giving every child like a speech impediment by the way he talks?
No, into that stuff. Sesame Street's very inclusive, all right? Did you not know that? We love Sesame Street.
Just asking.
All right. Hey, get off my guy,
and
Cookie.
And then there's like a purple character.
Cookie.
No. There's like a purple. It's not Elmo-ish. It's not the same whatever species Elmo's supposed to be.
Species.
But it's like a purple fairy thing. I don't even know how
Abby.
I describe it.
Abby.
Yeah.
She has the wings and the wand. Oh, she's been around a minute.
Well, I mean, it's new to me.
Yeah.
You got to remember, Sesame Street basically closed its doors to the Shasky family in the 90s.
She's like a fairy. It's Abby Cadabby, like Abracadabra.
Abby Cadabby.
So there you go. She can like make all your wishes. You got Grover still. That's good. You got Grover there.
Yeah, but he's become more of a like a bit character.
Yeah, a lot of these guys have.
Yeah, you know, Bert and Ernie, you know.
Where's Pods? Like, if we were to do like a Sesame Street comparison to the Warriors right now, who's Brandon Pajemski? That's a loaded question.
Yeah.
You're going to get his dad listening.
That sounds like he's Cookie Monster.
Oh, no. KC in San Jose. KC wants to talk about Brandon Pajemski. We're talking about Pods at 888-957-9570. Do Warriors fans view Pods the same way Brandon Pajemski views Brandon Pajemski, which is, hey, I think I'm the heir apparent to this squad. What's up, KC?
Yeah, so I think there's not a fine line between cockiness and confidence. The dude's delusional, or maybe he was talking about he's the number one option in the future for the Valkyries. This is this Love Island loving generation that's just yapping without backing it up. I don't even want to hear from you. Work on your game, show something, win a game in the playoffs, then you can talk about your aspirations. Otherwise, just because the mic is in front of you, you don't gotta say it, man. You don't gotta say it. Just be quiet.
That's KC in San Jose. I mean, why you got to take shots at the Valks like that, though? Like, come on. It was his first playoff run. And I do love that Pods is leaning into being a big fan of that team. That's good.
He
we
does
want some
have
camaraderie.
Give
come
him
on.
Keys to him.
He does have main character syndrome to a degree.
I mean, he was a starter for a good chunk last season.
No. I'm talking about when he goes to the Valkyries games. Like, he can't just go and just enjoy it. He's got to be running on the court and high-fiving in the outfits and watch the camera.
Last night was a movie, bro.
Like there is. Like, come on. It's okay.
I mean,
we can see it a mile
away.
Come
on, he's just having fun. Come on. Can we have fun anymore? Like, he's just having a good time going to the Valkyries games. Joe Lacob probably loves it. Owner of the Valkyries and Warriors.
There's a reason why Russell Wilson is not loved by all, and I think that there's a level of disingenuous people believe that he is. And there's a little drop of that in some of the Pajemski antics at the game.
I didn't appreciate KC in San Jose degrading the great show and drama of this past summer.
Look,
Love
dude,
Island.
It takes
also,
one
Love
to
is,
know one.
Love is Blind new season on Netflix is incredible. They're in Denver, Colorado this season. Continue.
Oh, it takes one to know one. So, like, I know main character syndrome when I see it.
Oh, come on. No. Well, by the way, you saw our names yesterday at the Chase Center. Nick Friedell, our
no,
friend.
What happened?
He texted us a picture, and I woke up to it.
Oh, that's you with that 831 number.
Yeah, well, yes.
You made me delete it. I put it back.
Well, I have a couple numbers. You can have a couple numbers. I'm a very big deal, Joe. So, like, I'm like a big businessman
guy.
You've
got a burner number.
He's ruined so many of my group threads because I can't respond to
them. You can have multiple numbers under one iMessage account, an iPhone account, or iCloud.
You got to fix that, dog.
No, I can't. It's
driving me nuts.
It's a bridge too far. But Nick Friedell texted both of us a picture of our names at Chase Center. And it was, hey, listen to the morning roast of Spadoni and Shasky. And it was all across the Chase. It was really cool. And I saw that when I was at the game on Sunday. I was like, you know what? Thanks, Nick, for thinking about us. We'll get him back on the airwaves soon. And that's why we're talking about this article, because he had a great one-on-one with Brandon Pajemski talking about you know, how he views himself on this team. And we're kind of talking about it. And, you know, he thinks, this is a good quote that I saw as well. You know, this is Brandon Pajemski taking like the next step. And what does that look like? That's why I asked you the question. Who needs to take the next step on this team? Because Bonte's talked about that with us a lot. Like, hey, you know, if Moody, Pods, maybe JK, if these guys could take another step.
Okay, can we stop? I'm going to stop you there. Stop you right there.
Stop me, yeah.
How can you take another step when you don't have a clearly defined role? Like, that I think is one of the conundrums. It's like the chicken and the egg with the Warriors, okay? Take the next step. Sounds great. But on a night-to-night basis, everyone not named Horford, Draymond, Jimmy, and Steph really doesn't know what their role is on a night-to-night basis. There are a lot of parts on this team.
Absolutely, and this is
so. Do you get what I'm saying?
No, I
want to defend all the young guys,
sure,
and all the role players. How can you take the next step when your role is fluctuating and unknown night to night?
And that's a question for Steve Kerr and Mike Dunleavy as well, to an extent, who's going to be on with Steiny and Goo later today. And you know what? Plus Terry Stotts at 9 o'clock, who's an assistant coach for the team and has been a head coach for a very long time, obviously with the Portland Trailblazers once upon a time. With Dame Lillard and co. He had a lot of young players. He had to like try to play with some vets, right? I'm sure he has some thoughts about how to integrate Moses Moody, Pods, you know, Post at some point, had some role last year, you know, and Jonathan Kuminga is going to be the one that gets everyone going and gets their ruffles, you know, their feathers ruffled. You know, where I'm at with this team right now, Joe, is I'm actually very excited because I think this is going to be one of the most entertaining Warriors seasons we've seen in some time. I don't know how it's going to translate on the court to wins and losses. That remains to be seen. I do think they are a playoff team,
mm-hmm,
and we have a couple weeks to still talk about them leading up to the start of the regular season. But when you have Jimmy, when you have Steph, when you have Draymond, those are a lot of characters. Those are a lot of mouths to feed. I'm looking at the leadership of those three guys, too, to try to put the young players in also positions to succeed. That's going to be some of their responsibility, too, right? Right? I feel like they kind of get like skated by, like they need to bring these guys up to speed. Why don't we talk about, you know, look at what's an example, like LeBron forever, right? Playing with a bunch of young players. Oh, he doesn't want to play with these young players. He's going to trade all of them for veterans.
Well,
right?
They say that, but then yet him and Austin Reeves have played pretty well together.
Exactly. Right. So like, I know Steph could play with Pods. I know he could play with Moses, because I saw it. I saw it at points last year.
It's not about
with Jimmy.
I think it's about Draymond, though. See, this is the part where, like, Draymond give it, and I also think he take it away. Draymond brings so much to the table. Starting Draymond creates complications for this roster. And I'm not blaming Draymond. I'm explaining the best use of Dre for himself long-term for the season. For the rest of the current roster you have, might be him taking a slight step back in the starting role to be able to finish the season on a high note and close out games when it matters most with 6 minutes to go. This is not the 2017 Warriors. You're not going to blow teams out. What's the most important part of a game for the Warriors right now? It's to start and it's to finish. I think when they start games, you're starting with Draymond. And I get why, because you think, oh, defense.
Right.
No. I need the defense at the end of the game. I think offensively getting things going is the more difficult task for this offense and this team. And I think that they're going to be driven for long stretches throughout the middle and bulk of games through offense and flow and guys feeling good and the ball humming. I would have Draymond come off the bench, and I think it eases so many tensions on this team, and it opens things up for the young guys to have clearly defined roles, enabling them to take the necessary big leaps you're asking for.
By the way, did you see, we kind of teased it, Lauri Markkanen back on the market, Joe? You see that? There's, according to the reports, that the Utah Jazz are very interested in moving off Lauri Markkanen.
Ooh!
I mean, wake me up if you've heard that one before.
Do you think the Warriors should have interest?
Yeah.
How much?
Well, a lot. I mean, you have to match salaries, but and it's a lot of money. If there was a way I could keep Kuminga and move a bunch of wings and draft picks to go get Lauri Markkanen, I would have done it yesterday.
He signed a 4-year.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.